Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to It's Time for More Injury Funding Podcast, the podcast for all who want to learn about legal funding and its significance in the personal injury, wrongful death, immigration, medical malpractice, and many other types of law practice domains. I'm your host, founder, and CEO of More Injury Funding, the legal funding counselors with passion for law, medicine, legal funding, and heart for all suffering individuals. More Injury Funding is a sponsor, member, associate, or business partner of this podcast, Academy of Truck Accident Attorneys, Sandy Springs Bar Association, Georgia Association of Paralegals, Atlanta Legal Aid Society, State Bar of Georgia, and Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. In today's episode, we have a special guest, Attorney Jennifer Cabrera-Torres with Gonzalez Torres Law Firm, with an office located in Northridge, Georgia. Today, we will focus our discussion on the Hispanic female lawyers working in the male-dominated field. Welcome to It's Time for More Injury Funding Podcast, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for inviting me. I'm very honored to be here.
Absolutely. Jennifer, can you please tell us how long you've been practicing law and what is the major focus of your law firm?
Well, I have been practicing law for a whopping 7 months.
Okay.
However, I have been in the personal injury field substantially longer than that, going on 17, well, actually 17 years now, possibly going on 18. So, yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you are a Hispanic female lawyer. Can you share your personal experiences as a Hispanic female lawyer working in a male-dominated field?
Well, I would say that being a female Hispanic lawyer is much similar to just being a female lawyer, with, you know, a lot of the newer attorneys are the only ones that I've really received any kind of questions or any kind of intimidation or pushback. A lot of the more seasoned attorneys are much more intrigued when I know what the interpreter is actually saying. But most attorneys are very respectful to female attorneys and Hispanic female attorneys in that sense.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure there are quite a few challenges there. What unique challenges have you faced as a Hispanic female lawyer in your career thus far? And how you overcome those challenges?
Well, I haven't really faced many, I would say, challenges. As I just said, most of the seasoned attorneys that I have worked with, you know, defense attorneys, they're very respectful. They're very nice, you know, and it's all part of the job. I had one instance where I was in a deposition, and as I just said, I knew what the interpreter was saying, and the interpreter started to make mistakes and it was interpreting incorrectly. And that it was just a volume issue. Just the interpreter wasn't able to hear what my client was saying. And, you know, I was looking out for the deposition and the information that was coming across. So I let him know, and he was bothered by it and wanted to object to what I said, because, you know, I'm not a certified interpreter. And so then I had to then object to the interpreter. And well, at the end of the day, we ended up very friendly. You know, we were able to resolve the case, and, you know, it was a good ending at the end of the day.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I have a background of 4 languages, so I totally get it. You know, you just have, if you speak more than one language, you have really good ear for mistakes and you catch them quickly. But, you know, in your situation, you just couldn't do anything, and it's painful. Yes. So how do you normally navigate the intersectionality of being both a woman and a minority in the legal profession?
Well, as I just said, the more seasoned attorneys, the ones with more experience that have been doing this a lot longer, they're intrigued. You know, they actually ask for my opinion, as, you know, it relates to what my client's been through, or just, you know, the culture aspect of it. And I do appreciate that. Initially, I expected for attorneys to give me pushback or there to be like stereotypes. And I haven't received much of that at all.
Okay. Okay, it's good.
You know, being the new attorney, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that A lot of other new attorneys have experienced that I guess mistrust of that you really know what you're doing. And so that's a little fun to kind of show them that, I do know what the next step is. I do know what's supposed to happen.
Okay. And have you, Jennifer, encountered any biases or stereotypes as a Hispanic female lawyer?
Is, that when they know that you speak the language, they'll be like, oh, well, your English is very good. You speak English very well. How long have you been here? And to which I respond, well, I was born here. So,
I love
I've been
it.
here my whole life. I was fortunate to have parents that really were passionate, that were passionate about me holding on to my culture, into my roots. So growing up, my mother always spoke to me in Spanish. To this day, she speaks to me in Spanish. My mom is Colombian and my dad was Dominican. So I've been told that my accent in Spanish is more Colombian, but it's all thanks to my parents. Like I said, I was born here. I know the culture, I know the language, but I also feel very fortunate that I was able to hold on to my own culture and my own roots.
That's wonderful. Never lose that, please.
Yeah, and I plan to also, I have a 2.5-year-old son who I'm also trying, my husband and I are also trying to make sure that he also holds on to those roots. So.
Never give up. It's going to be hard until probably he's 5 or 6, but it definitely will pay off long in the long run.
It's already interesting enough being a female attorney, and then when you add being Hispanic on top of it, I've been in court so many times where I'm mistaken for the interpreter.
Really? I love it.
The judge and the prosecutor will look around for the interpreter and they look straight at me and I'm just like, "Oh, me."
Wow.
Or
Okay.
the judge will I'm voluntold to interpret for a Hispanic client, which I do not mind at all. Sometimes I feel like that paralegal again that's translating for the client, and I don't mind at all. I just have a bar license now. I haven't changed. So I'm completely fine with it. I don't take myself seriously at all. But obviously when it's time to be an attorney as well, it's time to be an attorney and you have to turn that on. I've also had 2 young attorneys gang up on me before. Already in the 6, 7 months that I've been practicing, it's already happened to me. And I've had to defend myself there too. And thankfully that got resolved and that case is closed now. So it's always unique challenges. So,
So what strategies have you found effective in building a strong support network and mentorship opportunities as a Hispanic female lawyer?
well, I like to think that I was very fortunate to work with many very experienced trial attorneys. And I feel very blessed that I have a list of attorneys that I can call whenever I find myself in a situation that, I've never been in. As I just said, I'm a new attorney. So, while I have been on the sidelines previously to be able to witness a lot of, a trial, a lot of depositions, mediations, what have you. But it's different when you're doing it yourself. So I'm very fortunate to be able to have these people on speed dial if I run into any issues or need any kind of support or mentorship. So I feel
That's
very in that regard.
a true blessing. And how do you advocate for diversity and inclusion within the legal profession, particularly for Hispanic women?
Well, I love that question, Laura, because I'm a very strong believer that, you can make an impact in your community at any interaction. And I've personally started with our awesome staff. Our staff is made up of some of the strongest female Latinas, and they are the reason that our firm is so successful. And so as a result, their success is our success. And I like to have one-on-ones regularly with each of them, not just about work, but about personal goals. And so I'm very blessed to have their trust.
Right. And can you share any achievements that you are particularly proud of as a Hispanic female lawyer in the male-dominated field?
As a female attorney, as a Hispanic female attorney, we've had our large settlements happen, right before trial, right before picking a jury, at the 11th hour, before a trial week starts. But what I'm most proud of, and I'm sure you can agree with me, is that what I am most proud of is becoming a mother, and at the same time, becoming a mother while also becoming an attorney. I'm not sure if you know, but I was pregnant in the middle of law school.
Oh, wow.
I was very fortunate that my professors, I'm very thankful to them because my final exams all landed all around, sprinkled around my due date.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I had to, ask for permission from administration, if I could take my final exams, that week. I ended up taking my two or three last final exams the day before I gave birth. So I feel like that's my greatest achievement is first becoming a mother, but also becoming a mother while also becoming an attorney. And so that's a testament that I hope to share with my son one day.
And I can definitely say you are superwoman and super mom. That's a fact.
You. I appreciate it.
What advice, Jennifer, would you give to other Hispanic women aspiring to become lawyers in the male-dominated fields?
It's very simple. What my advice would be is just to keep going. There are a few of us. The numbers are consistently growing. And most of the men in the field are very respectful towards female attorneys, female Hispanic attorneys as well. They're more so intrigued by the fact that us Hispanic attorneys can speak the language and know what these interpreters are saying. But my advice would simply be keep going. Don't give up. That's the advice I was given, and that's the advice that I would give to those coming after me. I'm also very appreciative of the other female attorneys, the other female Hispanic attorneys that are the trailblazers that have, begun this path for other Hispanic female attorneys like myself.
And how do you balance your cultural identity and professional identity as a Hispanic female lawyer?
Well, Georgia, thankfully, Georgia is a melting pot. And, since there are so many different cultures here living together, I love how diverse Metro Atlanta is. And being in Gwinnett, I'm from Gwinnett. I grew up in Gwinnett. Gwinnett has one of the highest populations of Hispanics in Georgia. So not only
Okay.
do I feel at home, I feel needed. And I truly feel like I'm able to do real work and truly make a difference for those in my community, especially the Spanish-speaking community that needs that Spanish-speaking attorney. So the fact also that our firm specializes in personal injury, but also offers immigration and criminal defense. And there are times when some of these clients find themselves in a situation when they're needing where they're needing all three. And so I feel very fortunate that we are able to provide those services in their language to these people in our community.
That's fantastic. And what changes or improvements would you like to see in the legal profession to create a more inclusive environment for Hispanic women?
I think our community has various groups and programs already in place that are already building a very good network for female Hispanic attorneys, but I would love to see more female Hispanic lawyers in more leadership positions and just teaching others. I'm still a new attorney. I have a lot to learn, but I hope to be that mentor one day to another female Hispanic attorney who is coming up like myself, and just fostering that success for a female Hispanic attorney to even be a business owner as well.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody is in need for a personal injury, immigration, or a criminal defense lawyer like yourself, how can they locate you? How can they reach you? Do you have a website, phone number, email, social media platforms?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 770-475-8186. Our website is Gonzalez-lawyer.com. We're on Instagram. Come follow us. It's at Gonzalez Lawyer. I'm sorry, excuse me. It's at Gonzalez Torres underscore law. And we're also on Facebook at Gonzalez Torres Law.
That's great. Thank you again, Ms. Torres, for so much for finding time to talk with me today about challenges and rewards of a Hispanic female lawyer working in a male-dominated field as yourself, and for being my special guest on this Time for More Injury Finding podcast. But before we conclude today's episode, I have one last question for you. Are you ready, Jennifer?
I think so.
Okay. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten?
Oh man, I am probably the most boring person to ask that question just because I'm super picky. I think I would have to say, I think it's grasshopper, in Mexico. Yeah, in Mexico, in Mexico City is where I tried it. They have It's called chapulines, and I think they're fried. And it's a thing. I think it's a delicacy. But honestly, I don't even know if it even counts because I spit it out right after.
Oh my goodness. I want to thank you all again for watching and listening to our story today. For more tips and tricks on legal funding and personal injury related topics, follow me, like, and subscribe at More Injury Funding. And it's time for More Injury Funding podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and other podcast platforms worldwide. Also on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, Google Business Profile, and my website at moreinjuryfinding.com. That's with two O's. I can't wait to see and hear you, my dear listeners and viewers, again soon at my next upcoming episode. Tune in very soon for our next guest. Until then, be well. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.